So let's get to our guest, Anwudi Bahugna, head of multi-asset strategy at Columbia Threadneedle Investments. Anwudi, great to have you on the program. I have to say, with jobs and earnings this strong, it's getting harder to buy into the story that recession is coming anytime soon. And we've seen a big boost in the credit and in the equity markets as a result. At some point here, you know, you're going to move past the bear market rally story. Where is that point?
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me. Yes, I think that's an excellent, really excellent observation. We are seeing really very strong payroll data, which sort of puts to bed the recession story at the moment. And at the same time, we're also seeing very mixed signals in broad economic data. In other words, we're seeing housing getting impacted by the rate hikes. We're seeing slowdown in consumer spending. So the data is really mixed at the moment, but there is no sign of a recession at the moment. Markets are wondering if that story that the first half had dominated, Brian,
yes,
that we are in stagflation, growth slowing down, inflation's picking up, if we are now beginning to see sort of the reverse of that environment where maybe growth won't be negative in the second half of this year.
I just want to get a sense of, let's try and map out the next, let's say, 18 months. If the Fed does not reduce rates and keeps rates relatively high, construct that portfolio for us. What do I need to throw in that basket?
That's an interesting question, David. Yes, markets are not thinking that far ahead, are they? You know, I think right now the signals from the bond market are very different. They are expecting rate cuts next year, right? But the language from the Fed, the FOMC statement and all, that all is indicating that they are likely to keep rates high. And, you know, that's having an impact on the housing market. And, you know, from the perspective of the U.S. consumer, though, David, continue to see resiliency. I'm not seeing anything that worries me too much at the moment. The labor market's good. The rates impact is predominantly in the new mortgage area. But by and large, most of the consumers don't have adjustable rate mortgages. They, you know, 90% of them have fixed rate mortgages here.
Yeah. The question is, what's happening in the housing market? I mean, prices haven't come down that much, but activity has slowed. The question is whether or not, you know, because that's sensitive to the Fed action, whether that leads everything else down. It's a forerunner to what happens later. That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, I think that is a very interesting debate. And I don't disagree with you that in the past two recessions or so, housing has been a precursor to broader recession in the U.S. This time around, though, I would say that right now housing is not giving me a recession signal, but housing is just telling me what is the current scenario. In other words, I am not seeing scenario, to David's point, right? 18 months out, I think that's not out of the question. Probability 18 months out is very high. And if you were constructing a portfolio for 18 months out, I would still be quite cautious. But cyclically, I see a completely different environment in the second half now than where we were in the first half. We're seeing inflation moderating. And to your point, consumer is going to benefit hugely from lower gas prices, right? So those who are looking to buy a new house, yes, that's going to impact their activity, and that'll slow down, and, you know, house prices may roll over in the next 18 months.
But that would be a good thing. They were too high. That would be a good thing.
Yes. And you know, constructing a portfolio for 18 months, I would be cautious. But if I'm constructing a portfolio for the next 6 months, I think environment quite ripe for taking some risk.
Right. Okay. Now, well, I guess under that assumption, then, assuming things basically don't go off a cliff, I think let's describe things that way. You know, long dated yields at 3-4%, credit investment grade at 5-8%. Those are great yields. What do you think?
Yes, those are all. I would load up on those, David, if you were going to hold on to them for a few years and not trade in and out of them. That's a great environment for credit. It's a great environment for high yield. It's a great environment for even treasuries.
And Woody, I got to ask you about Turkey. I mean, this is really kind of shocking, what the experiment that that the president is doing there. He's sort of taken over the central bank. And to do this, I mean, the currency is getting really hit hard. It's down by a quarter. Does this spread to other EM?
Brian, I think Turkey is its own unique case. That is extremely unusual what they did, given where inflation readings are. So I can imagine why the currency markets are reacting the way they are. I don't see this spreading to the rest of the EM. They are their own unique case.
David?
Yeah, well, Anwidi, very, very quickly, 10 seconds or so. Dollar next 6 months, up or down?
I would say down.
All right. Well, great stuff for us in EM here, right? Anwidi, thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic insights. We got a lot in there. Anwidi Bahuguna there out of Columbia Threadneedle Investments.